What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right. Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it is. Music licensing in the coolest form. I am your host, K Sparks, a.k.a. Kyle Hunter. Shout out to all the listeners on a global basis. Shout out to Lithuania, Nigeria, Canada. Everybody tapped in. We appreciate y'all. And you could tell the Barry White voice got a little cold, but it's all good. We maintaining. Shout out to y'all. And as always, the word of the day, today's word of the day, I said it before. I love it. I live it. I preach it. I teach it. Persistence wears down resistance. I'll say that again. Persistence wears down resistance. Got to always stay on point, man. Always remain true to yourself and your convictions. And pursue your goals, pursue your ambitions. There's always going to be people that try to deter you, people that try to put you down, all because they can't achieve the things that you achieve. But can't let those things deter you. Always stay the course. Like they say, you hang around the basket long enough, you always get a rebound. And that's a fact. Real talk. And that is the word of the day. But today, we're going to talk about a topic that people emailed us about in regards to digital distribution. So they were talking about TuneCore, CD Baby, and DistroKid. So this is properly titled TuneCore versus DistroKid versus CD Baby. What are our thoughts on that? Because as you guys progress in your music journey, of course you're going to make music. Of course you want to have it distributed. So which digital distributor do we feel is the best? And y'all in luck today because I have experience with all of them. I've distributed music through all of them. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the pros, the cons, and I'll tell you who I think is the best choice. All right. So for starters, the first digital distributor that I ever used was CD Baby. Right. This is when I first started becoming independent. So I was making the transition from major record label contracts to being independent, putting it out myself. Now, why did I choose CD Baby? It's simple. So the time that I chose CD Baby was because they were the only show in town. All right, so I think I'm aging myself with this, but it's all good. CD Baby was literally the only option once upon a time that artists had. So if you wanted to distribute your music yourself, they were the go-to. And then other companies started to sprout up here and there, but they were the only show in town. So I used them. The thing that I didn't like then about CD Baby and what I don't like until this present day, and this is why I took a lot of music down off of there, is that CD Baby takes a percentage of your sales, right? So that percentage that they take is 9%. Then they say, well, you know, you keep the other 91%. How do I feel about that? I think that's whack. Me personally, you know, having been on both sides of the fence, having music distributed by labels, as opposed to distributing it myself, what I do know is that the whole purpose of having a record deal is because you're getting access to things, right? So if Interscope Records signs you, that means you now have access to things that you didn't have access to before, whether that be radio promo, whether that be the marketing department, whether that be for videos. They're now giving you access to things. And because of that access, they take a percentage, right? So it's a business transaction where both parties are benefiting from that transaction. I don't understand why CD Baby chooses to take 9% when the artist is paying to have that music distributed. You see what I'm saying? Even if you pay once, you still paid them. So what entitles you to 9%? Right? What are you bringing to the table that other digital distributors aren't that entitles you to 9% of my sales? Right? I think that's whack. I think it's bogus. So I think that's a downside to CD Baby, to be perfectly honest with you. And there are too many other viable options for any artist, I think, nowadays to have to deal with that. So that's my take. Next up is TuneCore. TuneCore was dope. I used them the second time around because TuneCore provided the ability to not have a digital distributor taking a percentage of your sales. So when I saw it, I said, oh, I like this because they're not taking 9%. You pay them and they're providing you with a service annually. You pay them. And because you pay them, you keep 100% of yourself. So I think that was dope with TuneCore. With TuneCore, I know you pay annually. I think they may have tried to switch their model around, kind of. You know, I'm not too familiar with that, so don't hold me verbatim word, you know, word for word. But I do know that, you know, when I first got with them, that was the deal. If you wanted to have a single distributed for a year, you pay the price. You wanted to have an album distributed for a year, you pay the price. So I felt it, you know, kind of feel at face value, TuneCore isn't a bad option, to be perfectly honest with you. Like I said, I think for any artist, if someone is taking a percentage like CD Baby, then ultimately, what is it that they're giving you in that transaction for that, right? And if they're not giving you anything, then you need to reassess the relationship. Lastly is DistroKid. DistroKid is what we like to call in business a black swan. If anybody's not familiar with that term, that's something that's a disruptor, right? And that's basically what DistroKid was to digital distribution. You know, you paid a fee annually, and for that fee, you got to distribute as much music as you want. That was unheard of, right? That was unheard of. That was like, wow. You know, for someone like myself who releases a lot of music, I got over 1,000 songs, you know, to be able to release as much music as you want for one rate, one fee, it's amazing. That's a game changer. So, you know, I started putting out a lot of music via DistroKid. You know, in addition to, I mean, I still got record deals on the table and I still distribute through labels. But for me, a person that puts out a lot of music, you know, DistroKid is the best viable option. So I would say to anybody, you know, in my personal opinion, I think DistroKid is the best show in town. I think that they give artists the most leeway and flexibility when it comes to the digital distribution options. So, you know, if you're not too sure which way to go, you're new to this, I definitely would suggest DistroKid. If you don't like them, I think TuneCore, you know, is a backup as well. So, you know, so that's my professional opinion in terms of digital distribution. Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. What digital distributor do you use and why? You know, I'd love to know if there's ones. I know there's plenty out there, so let me know which one y'all use, the pros and the cons. And that's pretty much it for now, man. So shout out to y'all. Shout out for always listening week to week. And until next time, as always, peace.